interrupt your regularly scheduled programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Connecta Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican Eats, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
From the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee, we are getting set for a series finale and a road trip finale for the Biloxi Shuckers at 13-13 on the year. They are set to take on the AA affiliate of the Chicago Cubs in the Tennessee Smokies, who enter today at 14-11. Jambic Blake alongside you. We are getting sent for first pitch, scheduled for 2 p.m. locally here in Kodak, Tennessee, 1 p.m. Central Time back in Biloxi. Shuckers are looking for a series split to salvage a split in one of the two series out of this road trip and get back above 500. They fell to 500 yesterday in an 8-6 loss against the Smokies. They battled back in the late frames, including four runs scored with two outs, one in the seventh, three in the ninth off Mike Bovee's first double-A home run, a three-run shot over the wall in right center. But Blake Wyman was able to record a flyout from Ernesto Martinez Jr., and the 8-6 final goes Tennessee's way. It has been one of the closest series you can imagine. Each of the first five games in this series have been decided by exactly two runs. We have seen a lot of offense. Combined, the two teams are averaging over 10 runs per game. Shuckers have scored 27 in five games. The Smokies have scored 29 in five games. As we look ahead to a Sunday series finale, Shuckers send the righty Jacob Mizorowski to the hill, his first start after being named Southern League Pitcher of the Week last Monday. And the Shuckers also got some terrific news in the injured list department. Eric Brown Jr., who had been on the injured list and has not played in a game since April 17th, he is off the injured list, was placed on the IL back on April 27th. He is off, and he's in the starting lineup, batting first in his first appearance in a Shuckers uniform in 17 days. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview, where we visit with one of the newest members of the Brewers Player Development Department in former big leaguer, former All-Star, and former Tennessee Smoky, Justin Bohr. We catch up with Justin on all things about his new position within the organization, coaching after his playing career finished up, and being back in a ballpark where he was named a Southern League All-Star back in his playing days. That comes your way next. First pitch at 1 p.m. Central Time, 2 p.m. locally in Kodak on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to neck a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for Sunday baseball. Shuckers finishing out a 12-game road trip and finishing out a 6-game set with the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by a guy who's very familiar with the Tennessee Smokies and is now with the Milwaukee Brewers as an assistant in player development. It's Justin Bohr. Justin, thanks so much for joining us.
Couldn't be happier to be joining the show this morning. Hope everyone's having a great Sunday morning.
How much have you enjoyed joining the Brewers player development staff over this offseason and getting to hang out with a guy like manager Joe Arol past week?
Just perfect timing as he walks into the door. I'm sure those listeners who've been out there have been enjoying the treat that he is to listen to his daily interviews. So if that's any indication of how things have gone so far, I think that's pretty spot on. I've enjoyed, you know, every second of it.
What's it been like hanging up the spikes and working on the player development side? You're on the opposite side. You're coaching some guys instead of playing.
It's definitely different. There's a lot of similarities. You still go to the field. You still you're still involved in the baseball game. And I knew right away, you know, after I retired and got my degree, that baseball is where my heart was, where my passion was. And you know, I got a lot of cognitive empathy for these guys, just playing at all different levels: minor leagues, major leagues, Venezuela, Mexico, Korea, Japan. So, you know, there's a lot of these situations that guys go through on a daily basis. I've lived it. And I understand how they're feeling, so I'm able to give a little bit of insight towards those situations.
Well, and how much does that help you on the player development side with your experience, whether it's in Korea or Japan or in Mexico or across the world or across minor league baseball?
It definitely helps. It definitely helps. And then, you know, you pair that with, you know, all the organizational initiatives that are in the game today, and pair that with my baseball knowledge, and I think it's a nice little mix.
How much have you enjoyed the Brewers organization?
Oh, I've loved it. It's been a good time.
One of the big things, too, that you're out here this week, Shuckers offense is starting to rear things up. How much have you enjoyed watching the lineup go out there every day and get a bunch of hits, a bunch of runs?
It'd be good to see a couple more wins. But obviously last night was good, 6 runs. I want to say, was it 11 hits, Joe? 12 hits, sorry. Thank you very much. That's why he's the manager and I'm just in player development. But no, it's been good. I've actually been thoroughly impressed with, you know, the way guys are going about their business here in Biloxi. You know, there's been some injuries, there's been all kinds of different stuff. So they're playing hard here at the end of this road trip. So it's been really good to see that positive attitude and guys finishing this week strong, going an off day.
Another big thing, too, is this is a place where you have played multiple times throughout your career. You go up to the press box. There were multiple pictures of you up there in a Smokies uniform from back in your playing days. What's it like being back in this ballpark in the visiting clubhouse?
It's a little bit different. It's definitely different. I spent, obviously, 2 seasons over there on the other side and spent a lot of seasons with the Cubs organization. So it's definitely different, but it's been good.
You know, using your experience with the guys that you're coaching, what's it like just as a coach being in the same exact position that these guys are at in the Double-A level, playing in the Southern League and playing much of the same schedule, albeit 8 teams instead of 10, that when you played down here in the Southern League?
Like I said before, you know, the empathy really comes into play. One thing that I told myself when I got done playing, you know, you listen to broadcasts, you listen to guys talk about baseball, and it seems like guys forget how difficult the game is immediately after they're done playing. So I went in with the mindset of don't forget how hard this game is to play. Don't forget how challenging it is to go through all the things that they do on a daily basis, and just be another support system. And I think they have a great support system here in Milwaukee.
And you talked about your experiences across the world. What was it like playing baseball, whether it's in Korea or Japan or Mexico or kind of globetrotting across the universe?
Yeah, so when I got released from the Angels in 19, I kind of started that world tour. I went to Japan in 2020, and then Korea 2021, and then Mexico in 2022. So experiences that a lot of people don't really get the opportunity to do. I made the most of it, did some traveling, saw some sights, got to see different cultures, enjoyed great foods, and some, obviously, I think you're seeing now a lot of how talented some of the Japanese players are that are coming over right now playing. So it was good quality baseball, and it was cool to see how, you know, other cultures live.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were a Hanshin Tiger, correct?
I was a Hanshin Tiger, yes, I was.
And they won the title last year. How excited were you seeing them getting to win it all for the first time in over 40 years?
They did. I was very excited for them. You know, I wish I was there playing and and being part of that, because I'm sure they had a great time. That parade, I'm sure, was insane, because they always talked about that. But to this day, I would say of all the fans, they are definitely the most engaged. They're constantly reaching out, you know, whether it's social media or whatever. They're just so supportive.
One of the big things over there too is the cheering sections will make up songs for play. Did you have your own song?
Oh yeah, everyone has their own song over there. I couldn't tell you what it was, and I couldn't sing it for you, so don't ask, but yeah.
That's incredible. Well, Justin, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate having you here.
Thank you for having me.
This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame interview. We're back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast group. Visit them online today at groundzerobiloxi.com. Javik Blake alongside you. We're under 10 minutes away from first pitch in the final game of a 12-game road trip for the Biloxi Shuckers. They are trying to salvage a series split with a win today, and they send their best arm to the hill in the righty, Jacob Mizorowski. He has not rendered a decision this year in five starts. He has an ERA of a 3.44, but that thing has fallen in a big way since his first start of the year. He is a 1.93 ERA in his last four starts and is the reigning Southern League Pitcher of the Week. Came off a week last week where he struck out 13 batters in eight innings, gave up one run on one hit, and just two walks, including an average of 99 miles an hour on his fastball during the Sunday series finale against Pensacola. On the other side of things, it's a guy in Blake Whitney, a righty who's making his first start since September 29th, 2021, when he was in AAA with the Iowa Cubs against the Omaha Storm Chasers. It is shaping up to be a bullpen day for the Smokies. Whitney has not thrown more than 2 2/3 innings in any appearance this year. He makes his second appearance of the series. Previously went 2 innings on game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader against the Shuckers. Gave up 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 home run. That was a home run to Lamar Sparks. Time to take a look at today's starting lineups built by Renova Roofing for the Shuckers. For the first time since April 17th, Eric Brown Jr. is back in the lineup, and he occupies the leadoff spot. Mike Bobey, the birthday boy, he turns 22 years old today. He bats in the 2 spot. Darian Miller bats 3rd. Ernesto Martinez Jr. behind him in the cleanup spot. Xavier Warren bats behind Martinez Jr. Freddie Zamora, Justin Dearden, Ethan Murray, and Lamar Sparks round out the order. 7-8-9 in the Shuckers order yesterday was where they saw a lot of their damage. They were 6-for-11 with a double. Shuckers 12 hits in the night. 6 of them came from the bottom 3 spots in the lineup. On the other side of things for the Smokies, a lineup that's also built by Renova Roofing. Kevin Alcantara is back in the leadoff spot. Cole Rutterer bats 2nd. Matt Shaw is in the 3 spot. Moses Ballesteros, who now qualifies for rate stats after yesterday's game, leads the team with a 344 average, one of the best numbers in all of AA. Pablo Aliendo is behind him. He's doing the catching and batting 5th. Ezekiel Pagan bats 6th. And then 7-8-9, Luis Verdugo, Hayden McGeary, and Hayden Cantrell. Before we take our final break before first pitch, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
The Shuckers enter today at 13-13 on the season. The Tennessee Smokies at 14-11. Shuckers trying to get a split in the second series of their 12-game road trip before they head back home to play 18 of their next 24 at Shuckers Ballpark. Shuckers 13-13. Smokies at 14-11, and it's a Jacob Mizorowski start day. He's on the hill for the Shuckers when we come back. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, and this has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch on your way next on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors, and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@BiloxiShuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run, and it's 4-0 Biloxi. The Middlebury dives, grabs it at short, gets to his feet, fires the first in time. Blood Black slides in the second, and there's 40 stolen bases in 2023.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCS.
Set around for the throw, home and a hop to Clark, the tag, got him! Oh, what a throw from Sparks!
Your home for the AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
Williams swings and misses! The playoff hopes stay alive for another day. It's a 9-2 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Sunday and welcome to Kodak, Tennessee and Smoky Stadium, where for the final time in a regular season game in franchise history, the Shuckers will play at Smoky Stadium. Time to wrap up a six-game set. Shuckers have dropped three of the first five. A win today gives them the series split and gives them their fourth win on this 12-game mammoth road trip, their longest of the year. And the Shuckers go up against a right-hander today in Blake Whitney. Shuckers at 13-13. Smokies at 14-11. Alrighty, Whitney makes his first start since September 29th, 2021 with the AAA Iowa Cubs against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Went just three innings in that start. It is expected to be a bullpen day for the Smokies. Whitney makes his seventh appearance of the year, 12 2/3 innings, four walks, nine strikeouts, and opponents are hitting .321 against him. He faces a Shuckers lineup built by Renova Roofing that sees Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the lineup. His first appearance since April 17th was activated from the injured list about 4 hours ago by the Milwaukee Brewers. Mike Bovey bats second. Darian Miller is in the three spot. Ernesto Martinez Jr. bats fourth. Xavier Warren is in the five spot. Then it's Freddie Zamora, Justin Dearden, Ethan Murray, and Lamar Sparks to round out the lineup. This has been about as even of a series as you can have. Five games, all of them have been decided by exactly two runs. The two teams have combined for over 11 runs per game, so the offense has been a big selling point in this series. The Shuckers, they're looking to continue a big ninth inning yesterday where they scored three runs in an 8-6 loss. Umpiring crew is ready to go. Jalen Goodman, the home plate umpire, trots on behind home plate. A quick hello to Pablo Aliendo, and we are almost set to go. Eric Brown Jr. put some artwork in the right-handed batter's box. Says hello to Goodman. And now steps in. It is a bright and sunny day. 80 degrees, wind out to right at 7 miles an hour. Whitney's ready to go. Brown Jr.'s ready to go, and we are underway. First pitch misses up and in. First pitch time today, 2:02 p.m. Eastern. Final game of the series. Whitney fires. Brown Jr. takes low and away, and the count goes to 2-0. Brown Jr. was really starting to heat up right before he exited that game on April 17th, had a weird slide back into first base, threw a ball from short, and was immediately taken out. 2-0 pitch, misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. He was 5-for-16 in his final four games prior to injury, hitting .211 on the season with a .318 OBP. Shuckers slowly starting to get some pieces back, and now Pablo Aliendo has something going on with his catcher's gear. Athletic trainer Aaron Clapp is out of the Smokies dugout. Something is going on with the right side of his body. The strap that puts the chest protector together and holds it to him was loose. So Aaron Clapp, quick thinking, just puts a ton of medical tape around it. And Aliendo's good to go. 3-0 the count, the pitch. Brown Jr. takes up. Bit of a delayed call. Brown Jr. works a leadoff walk. Shuckers have done that a couple of times this year. That's their 104th walk drawn as a team, more than anybody else in the Southern League. Leadoff man gets on for Biloxi, and up comes the birthday boy. Left-handed hitting Mike Bovey. turns 22 years old today. Born on May 5th, 2002. The pitch misses inside, and all of a sudden, it's 5 straight to start the day outside of the zone from the righty Whitney. Last night, Bovee at his first career double-A home run. The pitch, he chops it foul towards the Smokies dugout. And the count evens 1-1. It wasn't a cheap home run either. 412 feet for Bovee. The pitch. He swings and rolls it back up the middle. Cantrell, the shortstop, grabs it, touches second, fires the first. And it's a 6-3 double play. Erases the walk. And it brings up the left-handed hitting Darian Miller. Two out, nobody on. We're in the top of the first inning, just underway between the Smokies and the Shuckers. Miller up from the left side, hitting 229 this year. The pitch. He takes strike one. Slider at 89 from Whitney. It's a three-pitch guy, fastball, slider, and a curveball. Miller whips this one out to right. Pagan back on it, looks up, and it one hops the wall. Miller rounds first and heads to second. Pagan picks it up and fires it in. It's a booming double for Mike Bovee. And the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position with two out for Ernesto Martinez Jr. That one was off Miller's bat at 101 miles an hour. The Shuckers got to Whitney when they saw him in game two of Thursday's doubleheader. That was the Shuckers' win, a 7-5 win. They scored two runs on five hits against Whitney. Now the pitch to Martinez Jr. He takes a strike. Fastball at 93 on the outside corner. Martinez Jr. is hitting 253 this year. Team high three homers, 15 driven in, and a 7.73 OPS. The 0-1 delivery. Martinez Jr. hits it high in the air out towards center. Alcantara drifts back on it, battles the sun, and he makes the catch. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Miller, a two-out double over to Shuckers Strandom. And to the bottom of the first inning, Jacob Mizorowski out to make his sixth start of the year when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, this is Joe Arault. You are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the bottom of the first inning at Smokey Stadium. Javik Blake back alongside you. Shuckers and Smokies are scoreless, and the righty Jacob Mizorowski out to make his sixth start of the year. He has not recorded a decision yet in five starts. A 3.44 ERA, 18 and a third innings, 13 walks, 28 strikeouts, and opponents hitting just 115 against him. Kevin Alcantara is in the leadoff spot. Cole Roederer bats second. Matt Shaw finishes out the top three in the order for the Smokies. The righty Mizorowski delivers home. First pitch of the day blazes in at 97 for a called strike one. Mizorowski can get it up there. Averaged 99 in his fastball last start. The 0-1 pitch. Alcantara waves and misses a slider that runs off the outside corner at 88. And two pitches in, Jacob Mizorowski is looking exactly like himself last Sunday at Pensacola. He went 3 2/3 shutout innings. capped off a week where he was named Southern League Pitcher of the Week. Went 8 innings, gave up one hit, one run, and struck out 13. And a lot of bad swings and misses. The 0-2 pitch, slider, chopped up the middle. Zamora's over from short, grabs it on the run, fires to first, and he retires Alcantara for the first out. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Xavier Warren is in left. Justin Dearden's in center. Lamar Sparks is out right. Mike Bovee, the birthday boy, is at third. Freddie Zamora is at short. Ethan Murray at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. And Darian Miller is behind the plate. The left-handed hitting Cole Roederer stands in, hitting 167 on the year. One out, nobody on. Last for the first. Mizorowski delivers. Misses low and inside at 98. The count goes to 1-0. The thing for Mizorowski has not been hits that have hurt him. It has been the command at times, which over the last two starts has been terrific. The 1-0 delivery. Roederer takes up and in. 97, and the count goes to 2-0. His first three starts, he walked 11. Over the last 8 innings, he's walked just 2. The 2-0 delivery. Roederer takes up and away, and the count runs to 3-0. In fact, entering today, Mizorowski has allowed just 7 hits, and he's walked 13. Roederer ahead in the count, 3-0. Mizorowski fires. Roederer takes strike one. That one at 97. Right in the outer third of the plate. Mizorowski, a big right-hander, 6'7", 200 pounds, and native of Blue Springs, Missouri. The 3-1 pitch misses up and in, and he walks it. Roederer reaches, and it brings up the right-handed hitting Matt Shaw.
Third base, number 5, Matt Shaw.
We're scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Sunday day game in the finale. Mizorowski, a long set, now fires home. First pitch misses away. Slider at 88. The count goes to 1-0. Mizorowski is a four-pitch guy. Fastball, curveball, slider, and a cutter. Shaw's hitting 224 this year. The pitch misses up, and the count goes to 2-0. 368 OBP and a 750 OPS. That 750 mark, unlike last year, which was right around league average, this year, Shaw's OPS 100 points above league average. The 2-0 pitch misses up and in, flies by Miller. Roederer's off to second. The count goes to 3-0. Seven of the last 8 for Mizorowski have been out of the zone. And that ball clipped home plate umpire Jalen Goodman. This umpire and crew now comes together. Athletic trainer Aaron Clapp for the Smokies is out. That ball was up and in at 94. Certainly hope everything is okay with the home plate umpire. Right now, Roederer is at second. This almost ends up as a de facto mound meeting in a moment for Mizorowski to catch his breath. Counts at 3 balls and no strikes to the righty Shaw. And Goodman's good to go. We're just going to replay up on our monitor. That ball sailed by him when he hit the top of his hat. He didn't flinch originally, and that's because it just kind of grazed the top of his head. Thankfully, he's okay. And we're back to baseball. Miller squats down behind the plate. 3-0 the count to the righty Shaw. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Smokies have a runner on second. The pitch. Shaw takes strike one. Fastball at 97. Back on the inside corner. Reuterer takes his lead off second. Ethan Murray at second holds him on. Not all the way over to the bag, but shades over a little towards behind second. The 3-1 pitch. Shaw takes a slider off the outside corner. He checks his swing. First base umpire vision up the middle says he does not go. And it's back-to-back walks to bring up the lefty, Moses Ballesteros. Shaw's at first, runners at second. We're on the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless between the Shakers and the Smokies. Mizorowski, the second-ranked Brewers prospect by Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. Top-ranked pitching prospect. Only guy ranked higher is a guy named Jackson Churio, who was pretty good last year with Biloxi. The pitch home. Ballesteros takes strike one on the inside corner. Mizorowski is part of that next wave of Brewers talent. You see in the big leagues right now, Bryce Terang, Sal Frelick, Jackson Churio, Tyler Black, all making their way to the big league level. The 0-1 delivery. Wave and a miss from Ballesteros, and the count goes to 0-2. That one at 97, top of the zone. Mizorowski, part of that next group. That includes Brock Wilkin, Mike Bovey. And at the moment, Brett Witrowski was already up in Double-A after just four career starts. The 0-2 pitch to Ballesteros. Misses inside. Fastball at 97. The count goes to 1-2. Ballesteros sitting a team-high 344 this year with a 440 OBP and a 1003 OPS. A 1003 OPS, second highest in the league, right behind Roberto Hernandez for Montgomery. The 1-2 pitch. Ballesteros waves and misses. Got way out ahead on a curveball at 88. And now two away. It brings up the righty Pumbawaleenda. Mizorowski has now tied Tyler Wasner for the team lead in strikeouts with 29. Mizorowski's MO is strikeouts, and now two out, two on for the righty Pablo Oliendo. Scoreless game in the last of the first. He comes home. Oliendo takes away. Slider that runs away from Oliendo, and the count goes to 1-0. Long set, now he fires. Misses up. Slider at 84, and the count goes to 2-0. Mizorowski about to throw his 21st pitch of the inning. His season high in pitches this year is 75. The 2-0 delivery. Oliendo takes a strike on the outside corner, then at 96. And the count goes to 2-1. Oliendo hitting 245, team high 15 driven in. The 2-1 pitch. Oliendo traps one foul, first base sign in out of play. That was on an 86 mile an hour slider, and the count evens 2-2. Mizorowski one pitch away from getting out of things here in the first inning. A long set, stares down second, now comes home. Fastball misses away and the count goes full. That one at 98. Fastest pitch we've seen so far today from Mizorowski. Really start to hear that wind. It's blowing straight out to right today. First time we've seen the wind blowing out that hard to right all series long. Three balls, two strikes, two out, two on. The pitch, both runners going. It's fouled back. Sean Roeder both retreat. We'll do it again. Mizorowski delivers home. Aliendo takes away, and it loads him up. Three walks in the inning. And now the bases are loaded with two out for the lefty, Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan hitting 196 on the season, and the Shackers bullpen starts to get moving. In case things get out of hand, 24 pitches this inning for Mizorowski, 13 out of the zone and 11 strikes. The pitch. Pagan takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. The Smokies, 1-for-10 this year with the bases loaded. Moses Ballesteros, the only hit. Pagan's hitting 196 on the year. Scoreless in the first. The pitch. He waves and misses. 97 for Mizorowski back on the inside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Aliendo's at first, Shaw's at second, Rutterer's at third. Caleb Bowman starts to get warm in the Shackers bullpen just in case. The 1-1 pitch, Pagan waves and misses. Attacks fastball high at 96, and the count goes to 1-2. And for the second straight batter, Mizorowski, one strike away from working out of a lengthy but scoreless first inning. He gets the sign from Miller. Now comes Seth. The 1-2 pitch. Pagan waves and misses. Buries a curveball at 84, and he strands the bases loaded. No runs, no hits, no errors in the Smokies. Strand three into the second. In a scoreless game between the Shackers and the Smokies. Biloxi Shackers Radio.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in from the left side against the righty Blake Whitney. We welcome you back to Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee. Series finale, road trip finale. The righty Whitney fires. Warren tips it foul in Aliendo's pen. The count goes 0-1. Whitney worked around a walk with a double play and then stranded a two-out double from Darian Miller in the first. The 0-1 pitch. Warren takes off the outside corner. Changeup at 85. The count evens 1-1. Warren, very back of the left-handed box, hitting 212 this year with a 228 OBP. The pitch, it's shot foul. First base side, and the count goes to 1-2. He's had a terrific series. A multi-hit performance yesterday. He's 6-for-19 this week with two walks. He's raised an average that entered on Thursday at 154 up to 212. The pitch. Curveball slips out of Whitney's hand and it misses away. Count goes to 2-2. The 2-2 delivery. Warren waves and misses. A backdoor sweeper from Whitney. One away for the righty, Freddie Zamora.
First down, number two, Freddie Zamora.
Zamora's hitting .219 on the season with a .356 OBP. One out, nobody on, and a scoreless game, top of the second. The pitch. He takes away. Check swing. First base umpire Brian Van Ranken says he does not go. And the count goes to 1-0. Whitney fires. Fastball called a strike in the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. Whitney drafted in the 24th round of the 2018 draft at a South Carolina Upstate. The 1-1 pitch. Zamora takes up, and the count goes to 2-1. USC Upstate in the Big South Conference, which used to include Eric Brown Jr.'s former school in Coastal Carolina. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count evens 2-2. USC Upstate, one of the mid-major schools that's nestled into that Big South Conference, along with Gardner-Webb, Winthrop, Charleston Southern. The 2-2 delivery. Zamora takes a slider off the inside corner. A good take. The count goes to 3-2. Coastal Carolina, a member of the conference up until 2016, before Eric Brown Jr. got there. 3-2 pitch misses away, and the Shuckers draw their second walk of the day. Zamora reaches.
Center fielder number four, Justin Durden.
Dearden steps in from the left side, hitting .224 on the year and a .273 OBP. Shuckers offense has really been able to get things rolling this week. Everybody's averages has raised up in a big way. Dearden 7-for-21 in his last six. The pitch. Checks his swing on a fastball, and it's a called strike. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers team this week has scored over 5 runs per game. The pitch. Dearden takes away. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. The count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Dearden chops it foul towards the Smokies dugout. First base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Bottom of three in the order are the ones who did the damage yesterday. They went 6-for-11 with a double. Shuckers had 12 hits. 7, 8, 9 in the order and half of them. 1-2 delivery. Punch foul, third base side out of play. We'll do it again. Yesterday, the bottom three in the order were Ethan Murray, Andy Yersey, Lamar Sparks, who's on deck for Biloxi. Check that, in the hole for Biloxi. Ethan Murray's on deck. The 1-2 pitch. Dearden hits it on one hop right to Verdugo at second. He sprawls out, fires to second, throw to first. In time, what a play from Verdugo at second. And it ends the inning. A spiraling play, and he sprawls out to grab it. Second double play of the day results in a 1-2-3 second inning. Our scoreless through an inning and a half. Jacob Mizorowski back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to Paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Of the second inning back at Smoky Stadium in Kodak. David Blake back alongside you in the road trip finale. Righty Jacob Mizrowski back to the hill. Faces the righty Luis Verdugo. First pitch is a called strike one. Fastball in the inside corner at 97. Mizrowski did not allow a hit in the first inning. He walked the bases loaded, worked out of it with two strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Verdugo takes strike two on the outside corner. That one at 98. And the count quickly goes to 0-2. Verdugo in the seventh spot in this order is hitting .243 this year with a .275 OBP. Mizrowski delivers. Just misses away at 98. It did not miss by much. Miller popped up from behind the plate, not ready to throw it around. That was close. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Verdugo fouls it back. Count stays at 1-2. That strikeout to end the first inning was Mizrowski's 30th of the year. He becomes the sixth Southern League pitcher to 30 on the season. And the first Shuckers pitcher to get 30 on the year. The 1-2 pitch. Verdugo waves and misses. Chases the high fastball 99 miles an hour. And one away for the righty Hayden Aguirre. It's the first time we've seen two nines on the radar gun for Mizrowski today. And it brings up the righty, Hayden Aguirre. This is about to be an interesting battle. Aguirre struggled against high-velocity fastballs back in the early parts of this series. All of his hits have come off of pitches under 95 miles an hour. The pitch is a fastball and a called strike one at 99 again. And the count goes to 0-1. Mizrowski's really ramping it up in this second inning. One out, nobody on, and we're scoreless between the Shuckers and the Smokies. The 0-1 pitch. Aguirre takes strike two. 99 again, almost right down the middle. And the count at no balls and two strikes. Mizrowski is yet to hit 100 on a pitch this year. He's inching closer and closer. The 0-2 pitch. Misses away. That one at 99.1. And the count goes to 1-2. Aguirre is hitting .155 on the season with a .218 OBP. Mizrowski has him on the ropes, 1-2. The pitch. Called strike three, 99.3 miles an hour. Three straight strikeouts for Mizrowski going back to last inning. And now two away for the switch hitter, Hayden Cantrell. He's getting close. Very close to 100. 99.3, his hardest pitch of the day. Two out, nobody on, and Cantrell is in from the very back of the left-handed box. Mizrowski delivers. Wave and a miss, 98.2. Fastball right in the inside corner. It has been nothing but fastballs this inning from Mizrowski. Cantrell in the ninth spot in the order. Hitting .268 this year. He comes home. Called strike two, 97.8, and the count at no balls and two strikes. Mizrowski one strike away from striking out the side in the second. Time's called. Cantrell steps out of the box. No balls, two strikes, two out. Mizrowski fires. Cantrell waves and misses. He goes all fastballs all inning long and then dots an 84-mile-an-hour curve. Cantrell swings over it. Mizorowski strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on, and that's five strikeouts and two innings of work from Jacob Mizorowski. Back after this, the Shuckers Radio Network. We're scoreless in Tennessee.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
This game between the Shuckers and the Smokies. We move into the third inning. Righty Ethan Murray leads it off. First pitch misses up and away from righty Blake Whitney, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks much for joining us on your Sunday afternoon. The pitch, Murray fouls it off. First base side out of play. Count evens, one ball and one strike. The pitch, Murray lifts it foul, first base side and out of play. Count goes to 1-2. Shuckers have walked twice, and he hit a double today, but Whitney's induced two different double plays. And that's kept Biloxi off the board here early. The pitch, Murray waves and misses. Fastball in the outside corner at 92. Whitney picks up his second strikeout of the day, and with one out, brings up the 9-hole hitter, Lamar Sparks. Sparks has had himself a very impressive last 2 days. Had a three-hit day yesterday. His first multi-hit game of the year. Four for his last eight. The pitch, he swings and shoots it foul. First base side and out of play. Count goes down and one. Sparks hitting 171 on the year with a 205 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes low, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low and away. Whitney wanted the fastball called a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch. Sparks takes away, and it's a five-pitch walk. Shuckers have now had a base runner in each and every inning today. Brings up the top of the order, and the right-handed hitting, Eric Brown Jr. Brown Jr. walked back in the first inning. The pitch, he takes low and away. Count goes to 1-0. Today's Brown Jr.'s first game since being reinstated from the injured list earlier today. the pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Brown Jr., right-handed bat. Brewers' first-round draft pick out of Coastal Carolina in 2022. The 1-1 pitch. Brown Jr. takes away. He's had a good eye today. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. He swings and bloops it out towards right. Pagan got a late start on it. Now jogs in. And he makes the shoulder-high catch. Retires Brown Jr. for the second out. It brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. It's a scoreless game in the top of the third inning. Series finale between the Shuckers and the Smokies. Shuckers rounding out a 12-game road trip, their longest of the season. Bovey's 0-for-1 today, grounded into a double play. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. His home run last night in the ninth inning extended his hit streak to 7 games in a row. A hit today would help him tie his career high with an 8-game hit streak. The 0-1 pitch Sparks is off. Bovey takes away. No throw for Moliendo. And Sparks steals second. That is the 30th stolen base allowed this year by Moliendo in 33 attempts. Sparks is at second. 1-1 the count. The pitch. Bovey slices it foul above the Shuckers dugout third base side. And the count now at 1-2. Scoreless game in the top of the third. Shuckers looking for the first run of the day. The pitch home. Bovey spoils it foul. Third base side and out of play. And the count stays at 1-2. Bovey at the very back of the left-handed box. Whitney comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Bovey chops it first base side. It handcuffs McGeary. He barehands it and takes it to the bag himself. It took a weird hop off the grass. He sticks out his right hand. And it goes directly to it. Bovey grounds out to first. And it ends the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We're through 2.5. And it's a scoreless game on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Cakes on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Bottom of the third inning back at Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee. David Blake back alongside you. On the righty, Jacob Mizorowski faces the top of the order. First pitch of the inning is a slider called a strike against the righty Kevin Alcantara. And the count goes 0-1. Mizorowski has 5 strikeouts today. He struck out 4 in a row. fires home to the righty. Slider chopped right back to Mizorowski. A slow bouncer. He takes it over to the bag. Underhand flip to Martinez Jr. And he retires Alcantara for the out. One away, and it brings up the lefty Cole Roederer. Gives us a chance to remind you that you can join in on today's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. George from Grand Ridge, Florida has already said hello. 601-514-0776. Again, the Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. The pitch to the lefty Cole Roederer. He has a curveball that misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. That was Mizorowski's 43rd pitch of the day. His season high in pitches is 75. Did that on opening day, and then two starts ago at Pensacola. 1-0 pitch. Called strike on the inside corner at 96. The count evens 1-1. Mizorowski's been dialed in for about the last six batters, especially last inning. The 1-1 pitch. Roederer pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. That was a fastball at 98. The count goes to 1-2. He has not yet hit 100 today on his fastball. But that thing has consistently been in the 98s and 99s. His fastest of the day, 99.3. The 1-2 pitch misses away. Fastball at 98. The count evens 2-2. Roederer walked back in the first inning. One of three walks allowed by Mizorowski today. The 2-2 pitch. Roederer chops it foul back towards the Smokies dugout. The count evens and stays at 2-2. It's a scoreless game in the bottom of the third inning. Final game between these two teams in Kodak this year. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Roederer gets a way late start on it and waves and misses. 81 miles an hour. Mizorowski takes up his sixth strikeout of the day, and there's just two outs in the third. Brings up the righty Matt Shaw. There are a couple words to describe Jacob Mizorowski today. One of them is unfair. The other one is not fair. Two out, nobody on. It's a scoreless game in the third. It's just been unhittable. Only two batters have made contact. Two times have made contact. It's the same dude and Kevin Alcantara at the top of the order. Righty Matt Shaw is up. The pitch to him is a fastball that misses away at 96. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Fastball misses away at 97. The count goes to 2-0. Shaw drew a walk back in the first inning. Mizorowski loaded up the bases with two outs in the first. Worked out of it with the strikeout. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball away. Count goes to 3-0. Mizorowski makes some alterations to the mound. Digs out his landing spot a little bit. It has to be weird. Blake Whitney, the starter for the Smokies, is just 6'3". Mizorowski, 6'7". 3-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 95. So Mizorowski, who gets 7 feet of extension pretty regularly, has a landing spot that much farther down the mound compared to Whitney, so he has to dig it out himself. The 3-1 pitch. Curveball, called a strike on the inside corner at 86, and the count goes to 3-2. Just a filthy pitch for Mizorowski, and this count goes full with two away. The curveball has been the go-to pitch for three of his last five strikeouts. See what he goes with here. The full count pitch, fastball misses away at 97, and Shaw draws a walk. Fourth walk today for Mizorowski. The good thing is this is with two outs. The lefty Moses Ballesteros comes up. Darian Miller just takes a moment out in front of home plate. Gives out a few signals to the infield. Two out, one on. Scoreless game in the last of the third. Ballesteros 0 for 1 today. Struck out on one of those curveballs back in the first. Mizorowski delivers. Ballesteros takes up, and the count goes to 1-0. That was the 55th pitch of the day for Mizorowski. We'll see how long his leash is. Again, the most pitches he's thrown in a start this year is 75. Check back to first. Got him leaning. The tag for Martinez Jr. is in time. Mizorowski retires Shaw on a pickoff and a beautiful move to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Mizorowski's doing a little bit of everything on the hill. We're through three and we're scoreless in the Biloxi Shuckers.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% and financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulf next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
We head to the top of the fourth inning. It's a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Smokies. Smokies go to the bullpen for the first time today. Righty Blake Whitney is done, and Kane Eckert comes in. First pitch to Darian Miller is a called strike one. Shuckers and Smokies have combined for just one hit in a series where offense has been the story. Pitching has been the story today. The pitch. Miller takes inside. He kicks on his back foot so he doesn't get drilled. And the count evens 1-1. Miller is the guy who has that one hit. Double to the wall and right back in the first inning. The 1-1 pitch. He takes up. And the count goes to 2-1. Whitney's final line on the day in his first start since 2021. He goes three innings. Gives up no runs, one hit, three walks, two strikeouts, and throws 45 pitches. The pitch. Miller takes up, and the count goes to 3-1. Eckert makes his ninth appearance of the year. He's allowed 11 runs on 14 hits and 10 and a third. The pitch. Miller, a long swing on a pitch that pops in and out of Aliendo's mitt. Count goes full. Four walks, nine strikeouts, and opponents are hitting 318 against him. Miller steps out of the box for a moment. The 3-2 delivery. Miller saws it off foul. Third base side and out of play. The count stays full. The The 3-2 delivery. Miller drills it down the right field line. It curls foul off the netting next to the Smokies bullpen. And the count stays full. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out in a scoreless game. Top of the fourth inning. The righty Eckert stares in. 6'3" righty. The pitch foul back off everybody, including Pablo Allendo and home plate umpire Jalen Goodman, who's been dinged up twice, and now he takes his mask off. And athletic trainer Aaron Clapp quickly comes out of the dugout for the Smokies to check on him. All three umpires come together, Brian Van Racken and Caleb Martin. Goodman took a pitch at 98 off the top of the cap back in the first inning from Shucker starter Jacob Mizorowski. Now takes a foul tip on a fastball at 95 up near the face against Eckert. And once again, Goodman is good to go. Tough guy behind the plate, Jalen Goodman. Great to see that he's okay once again. It has been a tough afternoon as the home plate umpire. He's done a terrific job getting through a couple of balls that have dinged him up. 3 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out. Now the pitch. Miller takes away, and the Shuckers draw their fourth walk of the day. They enter today as the Southern League leader as a team in walks. They've drawn 103 through 26 games. They've drawn 4 today, so make it an even 107. In their first 26 games plus 3-plus innings. Left here, Ernesto Martinez Jr. is up. Scoreless game with the man on in the fourth. The pitch, he takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and pops it up. First base side foul territory. Maguire, the first baseman, takes control and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren.
Left fielder Xavier Warren.
Switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a scoreless game. The Shuckers have just one hit today. Jacob Mizorowski has held the Smokies hitless through 3 innings. Now the pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Slider misses inside, and the count runs to 3-0. Warren struck out on a slider back in the second. Against Eckert, though, he's laid off each and every slider he's seen. 1 out, 1 on. Scoreless game in the fourth. Eckert fires. It misses. Oh, it's a called strike on the outside corner. The 3-1 pitch. Warren takes away, and it's 2 walks in the first 3 batters against Eckert. The Shuckers have runners on first and second with 1 out for the righty Freddy Zamora. And Kevin Alcantara has been called into action because there's a ball at the wall. Everybody is trying to get a hold of him, and now pitching coach Jamie Vermilye comes out. The umpires are trying to get a hold of him. Now Luis Verdugo is pointing towards the baseball. Alcantara still does not see it. Aiden McGeary is trying to point. Alcantara is trying to fight. Is it not where's Waldo? It's where this is the baseball. It's right below the wall. It's kind of nestled in. You can't see it. Alcantara still can't find it. The little kid dropped his baseball. Now Cole Roederer in left is trying to point him there. And Alcantara is staying put. Vermilye is back to the dugout. There are four kids huddled above this baseball, and Alcantara still cannot find it. And we're going back to baseball. Freddy Zamora is up. If he hits one to the wall in right center, I don't know what's going to happen. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. There's another kid that's joined the frenzy near this baseball in right center. It's just sitting there right against the wall. Now a sixth kid has joined in. Runners on first and second with one out. It's a scoreless game in the fourth. The pitch. It misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. That ball is still there. All right, now we're going to see how long this thing sits out there. We're going to get a timer going. It's been at least two pitches. The 2-0 pitch to Zamora. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. We have started a timer in the booth, so it's two pitches plus now 9 seconds. That ball is out there. 3-0 the count. The pitch to Zamora. He takes off the inside corner, and they're loaded up with one away for Justin Dearden. Alcantara is still not moving. I think we've forgotten about the baseball in right center at this point. It's still there. There's a seventh kid that's joined in. The bases are loaded with one out in a scoreless game, and Justin Dearden is up. It really is. Where's Waldo? The pitch. Dearden rolls it right side of the infield. Verdugo gets it at second, goes to second for one. The throw to first is low, but McGeary picks it out. Dearden grounds into a double play for the second time today, and the Shuckers go scoreless despite loading the bases with one away. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We'll see if Shuckers center fielder Justin Dearden can go play hero and grab this baseball. We're through 3.5, and it's a scoreless game on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Moses Ballesteros steps up to the plate from the left side against the righty Jacob Mizorowski. Bottom of the fourth inning. Shuckers pitching and Jacob Mizorowski back to work. His first pitch of the inning is a called strike at 95 on the outside corner. Mizorowski's been terrific today. Six strikeouts, three no-hit innings. And he's worked around four walks. The 0-1 pitch. Ballesteros takes a strike inside corner at 96. And the count goes 2-2. By the way, we discussed in the top of the fourth inning a ball that is sitting in right center next to the wall that nobody got. And we are back with updates as nobody has gotten the baseball. We are running on 3 minutes and 45 seconds that this ball has been sitting in the outfield. All alone. The 0-2 pitch. Ballesteros takes up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. talking to him. Ball's had feelings. Might be a little lonely out there. No glove to nestle in. Just hanging out. The 1-2 delivery. This misses away, and the count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. It's a scoreless game in the fourth. Jake Mizorowski continues to deal. The pitch misses away, and it flies to the backstop. The count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ballesteros strike out on a curve back in the first. Now the pitch. Popped up, foul, third base side and out of play. Count stays full. That was Mizorowski's 61st pitch of the afternoon. Again, his season high is 75. But last week, he made two starts, threw 121 pitches in total. The pitch. Popped foul, third base side again. The count at 3-2. 75 is his season high. He threw that on opening night against Montgomery and then back last Tuesday in the Shecker series at Pensacola. We'll see if he crosses the 80 threshold today. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Ballesteros gets the pitch. It's roped in a right down for a base hit. For the first time since April 23rd, Jacob Mizorowski is allowed a hit. Ballesteros extends his hit streak to three straight. And there's a man on with nobody out for Pablo Allendo. It had almost been two full weeks since Mizorowski allowed a hit. Allendo's up from the right side. Scoreless game. The pitch is a slider, and it's popped up out towards short right. Murray's out off the back of the infield. Sparks behind him is battling the sun, but Murray makes the catch. It retires Allendo for the out. Now one away for the left-handed hitting Ezekiel Pagan. Time for a check of the Owan Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. And now home plate umpire Jalen Goodman is in some pain behind the plate. Currently talking and being propped up by athletic trainer Aaron Clapp. And we are going to take a timeout. The umpiring crew is going to make some changes. Goodman has taken two different balls up to the head and neck area. A Mizorowski fastball skimmed off his helmet. Back in the first inning, he then took a foul tip up towards the face in the bottom of last inning, and now he is unable to continue. We are going to go into a delay, and we'll end up with a two-man umpiring crew. We're going to take a timeout while the umpiring crew changes things about. We are currently in a delay with Jalen Goodman unable to continue on in this game. Both teams have left the field. And we'll take a timeout. One out, one on in the bottom of the fourth inning in a scoreless game. We are in a delay due to an umpiring situation. We're back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Mmm. best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today, by phone or online at hgtms.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with a sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Hi, this is Jacob Mizorowski. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee, where we are still in a delay. We have gone into a delay with one out in the bottom of the fourth inning due to home plate umpire Jalen Goodman not being able to continue on in this game. He took a Jacob Mizorowski fastball that skimmed off the top of his hat and then took a foul tip to the face mask at 94. The Shockers induced a pop-up to short right that was got by Ethan Murray, and all of a sudden, we looked up in the booth, and Jalen Goodman was over with athletic trainer Aaron Clapp for the Smokies, and it looked like Clapp was holding him upright. So with that, the umpiring crew has changed. We will now have, back to what the normal is, an A ball, high A and lower. Brian Van Racken and Caleb Martin, now your umpires. Jacob Mizorowski will get a couple of warm-up pitches. We'll take a quick break. Come back after this on the Shockers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We have a new umpiring crew. It'll be two umpires for the rest of this game as we go back to action in the bottom of the fourth inning with one out. Mizorowski deals to the lefty Ezekiel Pagan. It misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Javik Blake back with you. It's a scoreless game. We just had about a 10-minute delay. The pitch misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Jalen Goodman, home plate umpire, unable to continue in this game. Your umpires for the rest of this game, Brian Van Racken and Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin, now your home plate umpire. Brian Van Racken, your infield umpire. Your 2-0 pitch. Pagan takes the slider for a strike in 84. And the count goes to 2-1. Pagan's 0-for-1 today. Strikeout back in the first inning. One of six strikeouts today for Mizorowski. The 2-1 pitch. Checks his swing. And home plate umpire, Caleb Martin, says he goes. Count goes to 2-2. Mizorowski has allowed just one hit in 3 1/3 scoreless innings. That hit came from Moses Ballesteros to lead off the inning. He's at first. Mizorowski delivers. Called strike three. He ties his season high with 7 strikeouts. Gets Pagan looking at 94. And now 2 away for the righty Luis Verdugo. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds. For station identification.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Smoky Stadium. Javik Blake back with you. 2 out, 1 on. Righty Mizorowski delivers home to the righty Verdugo. Slider called strike 1 at 85. It's a tough situation for Caleb Martin thrust into this game as the home plate umpire, and it is not like you have a guy that it's easy to see the baseball from. Mizorowski places it up to 99 and 100. The 0-1 delivery. Slider lifted towards center. Dearden in on it and drops in for a base hit. Ballesteros to second. Verdugo reaches with a single. And now 2 on and 2 out for the righty, Nate McGeary. Mizorowski blazed through the bottom two in this order back in the second. He struck out the side 7-8-9 through 12 pitches, 11 fastball, 1 curveball, and struck out 3. He's 1 away from a new season high. 2 out, 2 on, and a scoreless game. The pitch to McGeary. Fastball misses up, and the count goes to 1-0. And by the way, this has been an ongoing saga. We are at 19 minutes and counting of a baseball that got onto the field in the top of the fourth inning, and nobody has noticed. The 1-0 delivery. McGeary chops it foul third base side, and the count evens 1-1. There were a group of kids that came together. Their baseball dropped, and it is sitting near the wall in right center. Everybody on the field trying to get Kevin Alcantara's attention in the top of the fourth, and Alcantara cannot find it, and it's still out there. It's a little white speck. The 1-1 delivery. Slider lifted towards center. Dearden hustles back on it. He's under it, and he makes the catch. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base, and Dearden throws the ball over to the kids who are trying to get their old baseball. They get a brand new game used baseball. We're through four in a scoreless game. Shuckers and Smokies and the Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petaluma, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Hello, this is Mike Guerrero, and you are listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the fifth inning. First pitch from Kane Eckert misses inside of the righty Ethan Murray, and we're back to action. Javik Blake back alongside you. It's a scoreless game between the Smokies and the Shuckers. Kane Eckert into his second inning of work. He fires home. Murray serves it foul, first base side and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Murray's 0-for-1 today, struck out on a fastball back in the third. The 1-1 pitch, Murray takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. It's a scoreless game. Shuckers have one hit. Despite the fact that they've drawn six walks, they have yet to score. The 1-2 pitch, Murray serves it foul, first base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Today's game, the series finale between these two teams. Shuckers trying to get a split in this series, salvage a win in the finale. The 1-2 pitch, Murray serves it foul again, first base side and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The righty Eckert comes set. Now delivers. Murray takes a low, and the count evens 2-2. Righty Jake Reindl is getting warm in the Smokies bullpen. Reindl walked four, gave up four runs on two hits and a third of an inning in game two of Thursday's doubleheader. 2-2 pitch. Chop towards short. Cantrell gets it on a couple of hops, slings it to first, and it beats Murray by a step. One out, the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks comes up. And it's a scoreless game in the top of the fifth inning. Not only is today the series finale, but it is also the final game the Shuckers will play in Smoky Stadium outside of a chance these two teams meet in the Southern League Championship Series. The pitch is a called strike in the outside corner. A slider at 86. This year, the final year of Smoky Stadium, they're moving into a new ballpark in downtown Knoxville for the 2025 season. 0-1 pitch, slider away, checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count evens 1-1. Ballpark is being built about 25 minutes west of where we currently are. 1-1 pitch, Burks fouls it back. The count goes to 1-2. It is set to be one of three new ballparks in the Southern League next year. The Smokies, the Lookouts, and the Mississippi Braves, who are moving to Columbus, Georgia, all getting new ballparks for 2025. The 1-2 pitch misses low, and the count evens 2-2. Chattanooga building a ballpark maybe a mile and a half away from AT&T Field. Meanwhile, the M-Braves are moving almost 5 hours east to Columbus, Georgia. 2-2 pitch. Slider called strike three at the top of the zone. And Sparks is down on strikes, two away. And up comes the righty Eric Brown Jr. at the top of the order. It's a scoreless game. We're into the fifth. We talked so much entering today about how this series has been marked by offense, offense, and more offense. The two teams combining for over 11 runs per game in this series, and we have not seen a run through four. The pitch lifted out to right. Pagan back on it. Now rounds it off and right, and he makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Eckert. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jacob Mizorowski back to the hill with a chance to set a new season high in strikeouts. He has seven so far. We head to the bottom of the inning. Scoreless game on the Shackers Radio Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shackers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shackers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
We head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Jacob Mizorowski back to the hill for Biloxi in a scoreless game. The pitch to Hayden Cantrell. Cantrell swings and misses, and the count goes 0-1. Mizorowski still dotting 96 on his fastball. He's gone four scoreless innings, and he struck out seven, ties his season high. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Count goes 0-2. Mizorowski's pitch count up past 75. That last pitch is 76th of the day, a new season high. The 0-2 delivery. Driven out towards right center. Dearden back on it in center. Rounds it off in the alleyway, and he makes the catch. Mizorowski retires Cantrell for the first out. Brings up the top of the order in the righty, Kevin Alcantara. Caleb Bowman continues to warm in the Shackers bullpen. Alcantara is 0-2 today. One out, nobody on. Scoreless game in the fifth. Mizorowski delivers. Slider pops foul, first base side out of play. And the count goes 0-1. A lot of zeros in the scoreboard right now. Mizorowski delivers. Curveball placed foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes 0-2. By the way, time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Nothing else has started in the league. Montgomery and Chattanooga getting underway in 3 minutes, a 3:33 start time. 0-2 pitch. Curveball called strike three. It's a new season high for Jacob Mizorowski. He strikes out his eighth of the day, and Alcantara's down looking. Have yourself an afternoon, Jacob Mizorowski. Eight strikeouts and one out away from five shutout innings. Elsewhere around the league, 4 o'clock, Birmingham, Rocket City. And they're on a rain delay between the M Braves and Pensacola. The pitch to the lefty, Cole Roederer. Slider misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-0. Two out, nobody on, in a scoreless game last of the fifth inning. The 1-0 pitch. Roederer pops it foul, out of play, third base side, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away, runs up and away from Roederer, and the count goes to 2-1. That was Mizorowski's 83rd pitch of the day. His career high is 97. The 2-1 pitch, wave and a miss. Buries a slider low at 86, and the count's even 2-2. One strike away from nine strikeouts and five shutout innings. Mizorowski comes set. Now delivers. Serve down the left field line and foul. We'll do it again. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Roederer at the very back of the left-handed box. Mizorowski comes home. Curveball chopped foul back towards the Smokies dugout. That thing fluttered in at 81. One of the slowest pitches of the day for Mizorowski. Roederer was way out in front of it. Barely got one on it. Two balls, two strikes, two out. The scoreless game. Mizorowski kicks and delivers. Roederer lifts it out towards right center. Sparks comes in on it in right, under it, and he makes the catch. Five shutout innings from Jacob Mizorowski. He continues to dominate. He's allowed just one run in his last 13 innings. We're scoreless in this one through five. We head to the sixth inning. Nobody scored a run yet. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South. In Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Hi, this is Noah Campbell, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
We head to the top of the sixth inning in a scoreless game. Series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. New pitcher in, Kane Eckert out. Ready, Jake Reindel in. His first pitch is a slider that misses off the inside corner to Mike Bovee. The count goes to 1-0. Bovee today, 0-2. The pitch is tipped foul, and it gets home plate umpire Caleb Martin right between the legs. And Shuckers associate athletic trainer Katie Bowersox runs out in a hurry. It has been a tough day to be a home plate umpire. Dylan Goodman got one off the head, one off the mask. He's exited the game. And Caleb Martin, who just got behind home plate in the bottom of the fourth inning, gets one right between the legs. He just gets a moment. Strength and conditioning coach Jesus De La Sancha is out of the home dugout with some water. And there's nothing you can do if you're Caleb Martin. You just hope the pain goes away quickly. And he's all set. Bauer Sox jogs back to the Shuckers dugout. And De La Sancha speeds back towards the Smokies dugout. Nice poor umpiring crew. My goodness. All of this, and it's balmy and humid, 80-plus degrees on a Sunday afternoon. 1-1 the count to Bovee. The pitch is a backdoor slider called a strike. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch chops foul towards the first base dugout. Hits off the railing. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Bovee shoots it foul towards the Shuckers dugout. Watch out. Everybody crouches. The Shuckers and athletic trainer Andrew Stanley looks at Bovee and points directly to center. The pitch, he waves and misses, and that's a strikeout. Oh, what a day. What a day. Bovee's retired on strikes, and it brings up the lefty Darian Miller. By the way, Jake Reindel makes his eighth appearance of the year. He's allowed 7 earned runs on 7 hits and 9 1/3 innings, 6 walks and 13 strikeouts. The lefty Darian Miller stands in. We are still scoreless. 1 out in the top of the sixth. The pitch, curveball that misses low and inside, and the count goes to 1-0. To paint the full picture, Stanley is at the very, very end of the Shuckers dugout. So he propped up on the top step when he was pointing in the movie Gladiator. 1-0 delivery, curveball away, and the count goes to 2-0. And just straight out, pointed towards center. The 2-0 pitch, Miller takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. This game's had a little bit of everything. Reindel stares in. The pitch. Miller takes a strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 3-1. Final line for Kane Eckert. 2 scoreless innings. Walks 3. Does not give up a hit. Strikes out 1. The 3-1 pitch. misses away, and the Shuckers get their seventh walk of the day. Second drawn by Miller, and it brings up the left to Ernesto Martinez Jr. Shuckers bullpen gets up and moving. Caleb Bowman. He started throwing three different times. This one is likely for him to enter in the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers one away from tying their team high of eight walks drawn in a game. Martinez Jr. up from the left side. It's a scoreless game. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Rindle the righty, delivers. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The 2-0 pitch misses. Got a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. Ryan delivers. Martinez Jr. waves and misses. Back foot curveball, and the count evens 2-2. The pitch, runner goes. Martinez Jr. takes inside and almost clips his back foot. Miller slides into second, and the count goes to 3-2. Well, that takes away the potential for a double play. Shuckers get their 30th stolen base of the year. Miller, his first. The 3-2 pitch, curveball, called strike three at the knees. Martinez Jr. down on strikes, two away. Brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren at the very back of the left-handed box. Runner in scoring position with two outs in the top of the sixth. The pitch. Called strike one in the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Misses inside, and the count evens 1-1. Warren has walked and struck out today. Walked back in the fourth inning when the Shuckers loaded him up with three walks, but were unable to get anything home. The 1-1 pitch. Warren waves and misses. The bat goes flying. Oh, my goodness. It's into the Smokies dugout, and manager Lance Reimel catches it on the hop. And Warren gets the bat. Smokies manager Lance Reimel. It goes up and over everybody's heads off the netting. It hits off the netting, bounces off the step, and he just catches it standing there on the top step. The count's at 1-2. What a wild, wild Sunday. The pitch fouled back, and the count stays at 1-2. We've seen baseballs roaming the outfield. We've seen a season-high eight strikeouts from Mizorowski. We've seen bats go flying. It has been an adventurous Sunday. The 1-2 pitch. Warren rolls it third base side. It is foul. The count stays at 1-2. If it was fair, it was a 1-0 Shuckers lead. Instead, it's a 1-2 pitch. 1-2, 2-out. Rindle fires. Misses inside, and the count evens. Two balls, 2-2. Eden Cantrell at short shifts over. Right behind second, there's a big hole on the left side of the infield. Sean playing regular at third. The pitch misses away, and the count goes full. Reindl about to throw his 25th pitch of this inning. 13 strikes, 11 out of the zone in his first 24. Now the 3-2 pitch. Warren waves and misses. Dotted a sweeper at 80 miles an hour, gets him swinging. Warren's down for the final out of the inning, and the Shuckers strand a runner in scoring position. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base through 5.5, and we're still scoreless on the Biloxi Shuckers
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
G'day, it's Josh Spence, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning, Shuckers and Smokies are still scoreless. It is a game that has been an outlier in a series that's been dominated by offense. Pitching's dominated today. Shuckers go to the bullpen and get the righty Caleb Bowman, who comes in for Jacob Mizorowski. Exits after five scoreless innings with just two hits allowed. Bowman fires home, and the first pitch is smashed out towards short center. Marty, the second baseman, backpedals out, sticks up his mitt, makes the grab. Retires the righty Matt Shaw for the first down. That brings up the lefty Moses Ballesteros. Mizorowski does not allow a run in five innings. His season ERA is down to a 2.70. Walks four and sets a new season high with eight strikeouts on a new season high 87 pitches. So in comes Bowman, faces the lefty Ballesteros, and the pitch is poured in for strike one. Bowman makes his eighth appearance of the year. He has a .9 ERA in 10 innings with four walks and 10 strikeouts. The 0-1 delivery. Ballesteros takes inside, and the count evens 1-1. Bowman tied his minor league baseball career high with three innings in Game 2 of Thursday's doubleheader. The 1-1 pitch. Ballesteros waves and tips it foul. Off Miller's mitt behind the plate. The count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. That appearance on Thursday was tied for his longest appearance in pro baseball since he struck out 13 and allowed one run over seven innings in Germany in the playoffs, August 18, 2022, with the Guggenberger Legionnaire against the Untouchables Paderborn in the Bundesliga baseball playoffs. It's been a while since Bowman had gone long in a game. The 2-2 pitch, Ballesteros fouls it back. Count stays at 2-2. Bowman's had a terrific start to this season. Went three scoreless innings in that appearance. 2-2 pitch, Ballesteros pokes it. Foul territory, third base side. It bends towards fair territory. Bovey at third makes the catch. gives us a chance to take a look at the Owah Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Two games in action right now on the minor league side of things. They're through 6.5. Wisconsin and Great Lakes are tied at 3. Top of the second, Norfolk Tides lead Nashville 2-1. Pitch down the endo. Slider called strike 1. And in the bottom of the fifth inning at the big league level, the Cubs lead the Brewers 3-0 in a rubber match Sunday series finale. The 0-1 pitch, Aliendo takes away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch, slider is a called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Meanwhile, the Carolina Mudcats tried to complete a suspended game from yesterday and play today's game. They got one inning in and weren't able to do either. 1-2 pitch, chopped foul, third base side. Count stays at 1-2. They will complete the game that was suspended yesterday at a later date. Game 2 postponed will be a doubleheader at a later date. The 1-2 pitch, Aliendo pops it foul behind the plate. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, slider poked over Bobby's head down the third baseline, and it rolls towards the left field wall. Waring cuts it off at the warning track, fires it in on one hop to Murray at second. And it's the first extra base hit today from Tennessee. It's a double from Aliendo. Now a runner in scoring position with two out for Ezekiel Pagan. Pagan is 0-2 today with two strikeouts. Bowman delivers. Pagan takes inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Checkers after today will make the bus ride home. Off day tomorrow, and then they play their first game at home in over 2 weeks. First of 6 against the Montgomery Biscuits. The 1-0 pitch. Pagan rolls it right side of the infield. Murray down to a knee at second. Grabs it, fires to first. And Bowman strands the double. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Rough to the seventh, and we are still scoreless. Back after this, the Biloxi Checkers.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them, too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. VJs Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
The bullpen day continues for the Smokies. We head to the top of the seventh inning. We are still scoreless in the righty. Zach Lee enters for the Smokies. Jake Reindel done after an inning of work. No runs, no hits. One walk and three strikeouts. The righty Lee, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Smokies, set to face the righty Freddy Zamora. We are still looking for a run. Lee delivers. Zamora takes a strike on the inside corner. The count goes 0-1. Lee makes his second appearance of the series. It's his ninth appearance of the season. He's allowed two earned runs in nine innings with four walks and 13 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch misses off the inside corner. Slider at 87. The count evens 1-1. This isn't the first time on a Sunday afternoon we've seen the Shuckers and an opponent to go scoreless into the seventh. The 1-1 pitch rolled right side of the infield. Verdugo grabs it, hops it first, now fires to first, and it's in time. It retires Zamora. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Justin Dearden steps in for Biloxi. One out, nobody on in a scoreless game. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Series finale between the Smokies and the Shuckers. The pitch to the lefty Dearden is hammer foul, third base side out of play. The count goes 0-1. This is not the first time the Shuckers and an opponent have gone scoreless into the seventh on a Sunday. The Shuckers and Montgomery Biscuits went 11 scoreless innings on the first Sunday game of the year. The pitch misses low. The count evens at 1-1. The Biscuits would win it 3-1. All four runs in the game were scored in the 12th. The 1-1 pitch. Dearden breaks his bat and bloops it out to left. Rotor, the left fielder, charges on and he makes the catch. Now two away for the righty Ethan Murray. And today's game has been such a departure from what this whole series has been. It has been offense after offense after offense. Lots of runs this week. 56 of them between the two teams, an average of over 11 per game. Today, we have not seen a run. Pitch to the righty Murray. He waves and misses. Fastball at 93 from Lee. And the count goes 0-1. The pitch, Murray waves and misses. Slider on the outside corner, and the count goes 0-2. The ready lead comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Murray checks his swing, pitch top of the zone. First base umpire, Ryan Van Racken, says he does not go. Count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch, slider misses away, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 delivery, driven foul, first base side out of play. We'll do it again. Shuckers have one hit, and it came all the way back with two outs in the first inning. Darren Miller doubled to the wall in right center. Shuckers, since then, have drawn six walks. They've yet to score a run. The 2-2 pitch. Murray checks his swing and a slider. It's a strike three. They say he goes around. Aliendo blocks it up, fires the first. It's in time. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. It's time to stretch in Kodak for the final time in 2024. It's a scoreless game between the Shuckers and the Smokies. We're back after this.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for four nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule an X-Cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard's Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Welcome back to Smoky Stadium on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It is a scoreless game in the series finale. Caleb Bowman fires home, and it's called strike on the outside corner to the righty, Luis Verdugo. Today's game coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. Verdugo 1-for-2 today. The pitch is a called strike on the inside corner at 90 miles an hour. Bowman's out for his second inning of work. Worked around a two-out double in the sixth. We are still looking for a run. Pitching is dominated today. 1-2 pitch. Misses up and away. Count evens 2-2. The wind today, for the first time all series, is blowing steadily out to right. And unlike the rest of the series, today is the day where there has not been offense. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, outside corner. 91 on the gun. Bowman picks up his first strikeout of the day. It's the ninth strikeout of the day from Shuckers pitching. And now these two teams get together. The bench is clear. Verdugo had something to say up the first baseline. He is being pushed back. Darian Miller, a good job protecting everybody. And Ernesto Martinez Jr. is standing right next to Darian Miller, forming a wall to make sure nobody gets to Caleb Bowman. That came out of nowhere. First off, big props to Darian Miller acting as the protector to make sure that Verdugo did not go out towards the mound. And when Ernesto Martinez Jr. stands right next to Darian Miller on the first baseline, that's an intimidating look right there. Everybody's back to the dugout. Thing boiled up quickly. Also credit to this umpiring crew. There was just two of them. Home plate umpire Jalen Goodman had to leave the game in the fourth. And everything has settled down. Aiden McGeary's up for the right side. The pitch is a called strike on the outside corner. Well, the way that started was the 0-1 pitch. McGeary takes off the inside corner and the count evens 1-1. Bowman struck him out and then turned away and walked off the back of the mound, and Verdugo had some words for him. The 1-1 pitch. McGeary lifts it in a left down for a base hit. It's his fifth hit of the series. And now there's a man on with one away for the switch hitter, Hayden Cantrell.
Shortstop, Hayden Cantrell.
Cantrell 0 for 2 today. Up from the left side, one out, one on, in a scoreless game. And Justin Yeager is already starting to get warm in the Checkers bullpen. Usually the closer. The pitch popped up behind home plate. Bovee charges in from third, right in front of the plate. He makes the catch. And Cantrell's retired for the second out. Great job by Bowman. Up comes the top of the order, and Kevin Alcantara. Two out, one on, in a scoreless game. Bottom of the seventh inning. Bowman fires home. Renny Alcantara takes strike one. Bowman has looked terrific in this series. Gone multiple innings in both of his outings. Trying to work around a one-out single. The 0-1 pitch. Lifted foul, and he's one strike away from two shutout innings. One ball, no balls, two strikes, two out. Bowman comes set. Now delivers. Misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Alcantara 0 for 3 today with a looking strikeout. That was on Mizorowski's curveball back in the fifth. The 1-2 pitch. Lifted out towards center. Deared in, tracks back on it, and he makes a back paneling grab to end the inning. Make it 5 shutout innings this series from Caleb Bowman. He's been a star in this bullpen. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. Into the eighth. And we are scoreless. Biloxi Shuckers.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
For the eighth inning in a game that is still scoreless between the Biloxi Shuckers and Tennessee Smokies. The righty Zach Lee back to work faces the righty Lamar Sparks. First pitch is a fastball, and it's a called strike one. Just 5 combined hits. Shuckers have one, and they have not had one since the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Sparks takes a slider up, and the count evens 1-1. Sparks struck out looking in the fifth, walked in the third. Lee fires, and it's called strike outside corner fastball at 93, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks waves and misses. Curveball off the outside corner. Aliendo blocks it up. Sparks strikes out for the second time today. One away. The righty Eric Brown Jr. comes up for the fourth time of the afternoon. Brown Jr. 0 for 2 tonight. Two flyouts and a walk. Shockers and Smokies still scoreless. Justin Yeager, Shockers closer, is warming. The pitch misses away. The count goes to 1-0. Shockers, after today's game, will make the trek all the way back to Biloxi. Off day tomorrow, and then a six-game set starts on Tuesday with Montgomery. The 1-0 pitch. Brown Jr. takes off the inside corner. He goes a quarter of the way with the swing. Brian Van Racken, the first base umpire, says he does not go. And the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 pitch misses inside, and the count runs to 3-0. Shockers have drawn 7 walks today. One away from tying their season high. 3-0 pitch. Brown Jr. takes a strike outside corner. Fastball that blazes in at 92. And the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch. He swings and drives it towards center. Alcantara back on it, and he makes the shoulder-height catch. Retires Brown Jr. He stung it off the bat at 98. But a hard line out to center now brings up Mike Bovee with 2 out and nobody on in the 8th. Every game in this series have been decided by 2 runs. This one may very well be decided by just 1. It's a scoreless game, 2 out, nobody on, top of the 8th inning. The righty Lee comes home. Bovee takes up and away. The count goes to 1-0. Bovee is 0 for 3 this afternoon. Strikeout, 2 ground outs. The pitch, curveball, fouls it off the instep of his front foot. And the count evens 1-1. Big happy birthday to Mike Bovee, celebrating his 22nd birthday today. One of 5 different birthdays in the month of May for this Shockers roster and coaching staff. Bovee the first. One and one, the count with 2 outs. Bovee on his birthday, trying to deliver the Shockers a big time hit. The pitch, curveball misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. The pitch, Bovee takes inside, and the count goes to 3-1. Darian Miller stands on deck. Shockers just looking for a run. The 3-1 pitch. Bovee takes up and away, and the Shockers have tied their season high. Their 8th walk drawn of the day. And up comes Darian Miller with 2 outs and a man on. He is the only Shockers player with a hit today. It was a double with 2 outs back in the first. If Miller hits it to the right spot, Bovee has enough speed to score from first. Especially with 2 outs, he'll be off on contact. All righty, Zach Lee stares in. Now comes set. The pitch. Slider is a called strike on the inside corner to Miller. Miller has doubled and walked twice today. The 0-1 pitch. He takes up, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Miller takes strike 2. Fastball in the outside corner. We're in the late stages of this thing. Scoreless with 2 outs and a 1-2 count in the top of the 8th inning. Miller calls time and takes a moment. Lee delivers. Miller drives it towards right center. Alcantara over it, turned back towards center, and he makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Justin Yeager enters the game in a scoreless one. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Left-handed hitting Cole Roederer leads it off for the Tennessee Smokies. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's a scoreless game. These two teams enter today averaging a combined 11 runs per game in the first five in this series. We have not seen a run today. And Shuckers closer Justin Yeager enters for the eighth inning. Lefty Roederer stands in. He's 0 for 2 today. Yeager fires. Slider is a called strike one in the outside corner. Yeager makes his ninth appearance of the year. He has a 2.16 ERA and 8 1/3 innings. Three walks and 10 strikeouts. The righty delivers. Roederer takes low and the count evens 1-1. Yeager is in for Caleb Bowman. He's done after two scoreless innings of work. No runs, a strikeout. Gives up two hits and no walks on 28 pitches. The 1-1 delivery. Roederer takes inside. He hops out of the way. Fastball at 95, and the count goes to 2-1. This is Yeager's first appearance since the series opener on Wednesday on a scoreless inning of work with two strikeouts. That was his sixth save of the year. The 2-1 pitch. Roederer chops it foul, first base side, and the count evens 2-2. By the way, we'd like to say a big hello to Kane, who's tuning in from the Institute for Marine Mammal Studies in Gulfport. The 2-2 pitch got foul again, and the count stays 2-2. Also, big hello to our listeners on I-85 today in North Carolina. Thanks so much for tuning in and chiming in on the Text the Booth line. It's a scoreless game in the last of the eighth. 2-2 pitch. Now we're back, and the count stays at 2-2. We've seen no runs on just five combined hits. Yeager trying to get a strikeout to start off his appearance in the eighth. The 2-2 delivery. Roederer pops it up. It drifts out towards left center. Xavier Warren's over from left, and he makes the catch. For the first time, Xavier Warren is in any action in left field today. Everything else has been up towards center and right. It brings up the righty, Matt Shaw. Shaw is 0 for 1 today with two walks. It's a scoreless game in the last of the eighth inning. Series finale from Kodak. A win today for the Shuckers would split the six-game set. The pitch. Shaw hammers one foul. First base side and out of play. The count goes 10-1. He's 0-for-1 with two walks today. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. Yeager delivers. Shot takes up and in. That almost gets him in the head. Bends out of the way, and the count at 2-1. The 2-1 pitch. Shaw pops it foul to the screen, and the count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. The 2-2 pitch. Driven out to left. Warren in on it. A long way to go. He slides and he makes the catch. Xavier Warren back-to-back plays in left. This one steals extra bases from Shaw. And now two away for the lefty, Moses Ballesteros. This is Warren's just fifth game in left this year. Nice little play to get the second out. Brings up the lefty, Ballesteros. Two out, nobody on in a scoreless game. Yeager delivers. Ballesteros takes a big hack and misses. Slider on the inside corner at 88. The pitch. Another wave and a miss. Another slider low. The count goes 0-2. Ballesteros takes a moment outside the box. Now digs back in. Red Under Armour cleats against Yeager, who stands on the mound and just stares on in. He comes set. Now the 0-2 pitch. Ballesteros lines it foul. Left field side and out of play. Count stays at 0-2. The 0-2 pitch misses inside. He backs up Ballesteros off the plate. The count goes to 1-2. Yeager steps off. Miller calls time. And now a pitch clock violation is tagged to Yeager. The count's even 2-2. You cannot step off with nobody on. The clock does not reset. Miller called time to try and get out there right before the clock got to zero. He missed it by maybe a half second. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Now the pitch. Ballesteros rolls in right side of the infield by Murray and into right center for a single. Dearden grabs it. Ballesteros is a multi-hit day. And now a man on with two outs for Pablo Aliendo. Manager Lance Reimel is out of the dugout, and Jordan Wogu is in as a pinch runner for Ballesteros. Ballesteros is the DH, so Reimel does not have to worry defensively where Wogu slots in. Pablo Aliendo steps up. Two out, one on, and a scoreless game last of the eighth. Yeager fires. Aliendo takes up. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count runs to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Aliendo rolls it left side of the infield. Zamora gobbles it up, fires to second. Murray's there, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. We head to the ninth. We are still in search of this game's first run. Back in a moment, the Biloxi Checkers.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% and financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulf next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
Of the ninth inning in a scoreless game. Jay McBlake back with you on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network. Shockers, Smokies, both still searching for their first run of the day. Right-handed throwing Frankie Scalzo Jr. into the game for Tennessee. He faces the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Scalzo's first pitch misses away and the count goes to 1-0. Scalzo Jr. makes his ninth appearance of the year. He has allowed one unearned run in 9 2/3 innings, and he has given up just three hits. The 1-0 delivery. Martinez Jr. takes a curveball low. The count goes to 2-0. Scalzo Jr., not a ton of strikeouts, but just one walk, seven strikeouts in 9 2/3. Shockers have one hit, but they have drawn eight walks. Tied their season high. 2-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. 4, 5, and 6 in this inning due up for Biloxi. The 2-1 pitch. Curveball chopped foul into the Shuckers dugout. Counts even 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Taps foul back to the screen. Martinez Jr. stays alive. Scalzo Jr. is in for the righty Zach Lee, who's done after two scoreless innings of work. Walks one, strikes out two, and throws 30 pitches. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez Jr. chumps it back to Scalzo Jr. on the hill. He charges over to first, flips to the bag. And Martinez Jr. is retired. Up comes Xavier Warren. The Shockers have had just one hit in this game. It came with two outs in the first inning. They have been held hitless since. Brings up Xavier Warren, back of the left-handed box against Scalzo Jr. One out in the ninth. The pitch. He drives it out towards left center. Rotor is back on it. Left fielder hauls it in. Two away for the righty Freddie Zamora. Two out, nobody on in a scoreless game. The pitch, slider misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Zamora is 0-for-1 today with two walks. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Slider low and away. Count goes to 2-1. Scalzo Jr. winds and fires. Misses up, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 delivery. Zamora drives it out to left. Roederer over into the alleyway. It hangs up, and he makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 top of the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Justin Yeager out for a second inning of work, trying to push the second straight Sunday game for Biloxi to extras. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Of the ninth, Shuckers and Smokies are still scoreless. The righty Justin Yeager is back to the hill for a second inning of work. Chadwick Blake back alongside you. Shuckers, Smokies in a series finale. It's the final game the Shuckers will play at this ballpark in franchise history unless these two teams meet in the Southern League Championship Series. They are trying to walk out of here with a win and a series split. Right now, Justin Yeager, Shuckers closer, is on to try and push this to extras. First up, the lefty Ezekiel Pagan. The pitch misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers pitching today has been excellent. Same with the Smokies. We've seen 6 combined hits, 5 for Tennessee, 1 for Biloxi. 1 for Biloxi came in the first. The 1-0 pitch. Pagan checks his swing on a pitch off the inside corner. First base umpire says he does not go. And the count goes to 2-0. Pagan is 0-for-3 today with 2 strikeouts. Yeager fires. Pagan fouls it back. And the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, slider misses up, and the count goes to 3-1. It's been a tight strike zone in the late innings. The 3-1 pitch, Pagan lifts it out to right. He breaks his bat, sparks under it, and he makes the catch. That thing cracked almost right down the middle. And now one away for the righty, Luis Verdugo. One out, nobody on. Bottom nine in a scoreless game. Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz radios down to the Shuckers bullpen. The pitch. Clobbered out towards left center. Warren's over, and it drops in for a base hit. Dearden slides and cuts it off in the alleyway. Fires a strong throw to second, but it's not in time. Verdugo, a stand-up double, and the winning runs at second with one away. Shearholz right before that pitch, radio to the Shuckers bullpen, and multiple players are now up and stretching. Sam Carlson, Justin King, and Shane Smith. Shane Smith, a guy that the Shuckers have relied on a lot in high-leverage situations. Now McGeary steps in. Shuckers outfield plays normal depth, infield plays back. The pitch. McGeary lines it in right for a base hit. Sparks charges. Verdugo gets the stop sign. A strong throw home. Keeps him put at third. McGeary goes to second. McGeary did not stop after he rounded first. And now back-to-back doubles have runners on second and third with one out. And the switch hitter Hayden Cantrell comes up. Shuckers pitching coach Will Shearholz comes out. Shuckers trying to avoid a walk-off loss in the series finale for the second straight week. Last week, it was a walk-off in the 10th inning. A ground ball back to Freddie Zamora. The throw home was just barely late. And Pensacola won 3-2 in 10. Now meeting over, Shearholz jogs back to the Shuckers dugout. The Shuckers infield comes in. Switch hitter Hayden Cantrell stands in. If any ball gets through this infield on the ground, it's game over. Yeager delivers. Cantrell tips it foul into Miller's mitt. The count goes 2-1. A strikeout here would be massive. Bottom of the ninth inning. Runners at second and third. A scoreless game. The pitch. Cantrell takes low and inside. Slider at 87. And the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Cantrell waves and misses. Miller, an incredible job to block up that slider in the dirt. And the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, one away. Now the pitch. Misses inside, and the count evens 2-2. A walk here, not the end of the world, but Yeager would love a strikeout. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Yeager comes home. Driven out to right. Sparks back on it, and this thing is over. It two hops the wall. Verdugo scores. And the road trip in game 12 finishes exactly as how the road trip started. A walk-off loss for the Biloxi Shuckers and another heartbreaker in this 2024 season. Hayden Cantrell, who was 1-for-14 in this series, delivers the walk-off knock. And the Smokies win it 1-0. No runs, one hit, no errors for Biloxi. One run, eight hits, and no errors for the Tennessee Smokies. The Shuckers are homeward bound after two series losses on the road. They sit at 13-14 on the season. The Smokies stand at 15-11. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. This is Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Bloxy Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
The brand new Shucker Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. The Biloxi Shuckers drop another heartbreaker during this road trip. The road trip finishes it out with a 1-0 Tennessee Smokies win over the Shuckers. One run, eight hits, no errors for the Smokies. No runs, one hit, and no errors for the Shuckers. Biloxi falls to 13-14 on the season. They go 3-9 on their road trip, while the Smokies improve to 15-11 on the season. It's a tough Shuckers loss. 1-0 the final. The Tennessee Smokies get the walk-off win. Hayden Cantrell is the hero with one out in the ninth inning. Luis Verdugo and Hayden McGeary back-to-back doubles. And then Hayden Cantrell, the RBI single to deep right, gives the Smokies a 1-0 win over Biloxi. Shuckers on this road trip fall to 3-9. They lose both series 5-1 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and 4-2 against the Tennessee Smokies. Shuckers, though, got a great pitching performance by Jacob Mizorowski. Sets a new season high with 8 strikeouts and 87 pitches. Worked around 2 hits and 4 walks for 5 scoreless innings. He lowers his ERA to 2.70 on the year. And Mizorowski, 36 strikeouts on the season. One of the best marks in all of AA. With that performance, he is now tied for first place in the Southern League with 36 strikeouts on the year. Caleb Bowman also continued his dominance out of the bullpen. 2 scoreless innings with 1 strikeout. He goes 5 scoreless in this series. His ERA down to a .75 on the season. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. We'll take a break when we come back to wrap everything up on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show and the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. The Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show rolls on after this on the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJsAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Javik Blake alongside you. The Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final against the Tennessee Smokies in the series finale. They fall to 13-14 on the season. The first time they've been under 500 in 2024, while the Smokies improve to 15-11. Frank Scalzo Jr. gets the win. Justin Yeager gets the loss as the Smokies walk it off on a Hayden Cantrell single in the bottom of the ninth inning. Every single game in this series decided by two runs or less. The Shuckers are walked off on for the fourth time on the third time on this road trip, the fourth time on this season. They now have had 19 of their first 27 games decided by two runs or less. Time to take a look around the Southern League. The Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Two games in action currently. One game set to start later today. They're in the top of the fourth inning. Pensacola and the M-Braves are scoreless. Bottom of the first, Chattanooga leads Montgomery by a 1-0 score. Getting underway in just a couple of moments, it's Birmingham and Rocket City in that series finale from Regions Field in Birmingham. Time to take a look as well around the Milwaukee Brewers system. One other game has gone final. The Great Lakes Loons take down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers by a 5-3 final. The Timber Rattlers now at 17-10 on the season. One game in action. The Nashville Sounds lead the Norfolk Tides 4-2. Columbia and Carolina postponed earlier today. And at the big league level, a 5-0 loss for the Milwaukee Brewers in their series finale against the Chicago Cubs. Shuckers return home to Shuckers Ballpark on Tuesday, a 6.05 p.m. first pitch against the Montgomery Biscuits. Make sure to come out to the ballpark. Shuckers play 18 of their next 24 games at home. First of those opportunities comes your way on Tuesday against the Montgomery Biscuits. That'll do it for us today, though. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. First pitch on Tuesday at 6.05. We'll be at you with pregame at 5:45 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. And the final score, 1-0 on a Sunday afternoon. For all of us at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, I'm Javik Blake saying so long. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for the first of six against the Montgomery Biscuits. Have a great night.